Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
This is
Betty. Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Oh wow. Yeah.
I'm eating a M&M's chocolate chip cookie.
I'm eating some gum that I found under the control room table in the Tampa studio. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa, and I called to check my zip code.
Hi, everybody. It's Joe, and I'm eating cookies, and I'm live from Studio A in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. Haha. Anyway, this is episode 237 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, February 7th, 2022.
Yeah.
We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys, before I do. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Whoa. All
right,
Betty.
Oh, boy, I'm getting a little dizzy here. Getting a little confusing.
So are you all thawed out over there in Florida?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We've had a few decent days, you know, where we've kind of sat, I don't know, 70s, maybe touched the low 80s a little bit. Tonight, though, is quite pleasant. I have the studio window open here. Got some fresh breezes coming in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's, what is it? I mean, we'll see in the weather forecast, but it's about 52 degrees in Tampa right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, right? So that's been kind of nice.
So yeah. I'm really curious, you know, I've been reading the script for quite a minute today, and just, you know, cheeseburger in paradise. It sounds lovely.
It was delicious. I got a cheeseburger, and I don't eat cheeseburgers very often anymore because they're not good for me. But every now and then, you have to get a cheeseburger. And there's this one place in Tampa that I've been pretty happy with. It's called Burger Monger. And, yeah, we ordered some burgers over the weekend, and, that actually turned out, quite nice.
Hmm. Yeah. Have I ever eaten at Burger Monger while I was there?
I'm trying to think. You may have.
I feel like I haven't. But, I feel like there was, like, a burger, there was a lack of burger, and there was a burger void.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't. we didn't do burger things, so we'll just have we'll just have to put burgers on the list for your next visit.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
And how about you, Joe?
So, well, you know, it's been a lot of ugly snow, and you know what ugly snow is, Anthony?
Yellow.
When dogs everywhere lift up their legs or squat.
Pee snow and poop snow.
Yes, it's disgusting, and it's just like, it's part of winter, it's part of growing up, but, you know, it's like, it's coming to a point for me where it's like, I don't want it anymore. But I don't necessarily want to live in a place where it can get humid 90% of the year out of control, too. But I don't know. Anyways, you know a place that didn't get a lot of snow where they had to actually manufacture it?
Where?
Beijing for the Winter Olympics. Apparently, they've had to divert and use reservoir pumps to carry water from thousands of miles.
I see.
To make snow for all of the different events. That's crazy.
That's insanity.
It's absolutely fucking crazy.
You know.
But I know one of our listeners absolutely does enjoy the Olympics and the various sporting events. So did you, Anthony, miss the Beijing Winter Olympics? Did you watch any of it?
I think I saw bits of it as I was going through the channels. There was one shooting, some woman shooting thing on earlier today that I watched for a while. There was some other things. Unfortunately, I'm not a big Olympics follower, so it will grab my attention if I see it on TV, but it's not something I'm going to follow on a serious basis.
I see. Well, this fruit fly seems to be following me right now. But anyways, that's another story. I see.
Wow, fruit flies, huh?
So tonight's strain, ladies and gentlemen, is still gelato. Ooh. And tonight's wine is a lovely Chenin Blanc.
I am smoking cherry punch.
Ooh.
Which is quite nice. And ooh, I am drinking mango cart. Ooh. For my beer. So
that sounds tasty.
Can't really do wine much, so we stick with the beer. Yeah.
You know, well, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
You know, I think we do.
We do?
I think we do. Yeah, give me a moment here. Let me see if I can cue this sucker up on the phone. Let me find my button here.
Grab your devices and your cookies and everything else, ladies and gentlemen.
One new message. Ooh. Press 1-4. New messages. Press 2 first. Message.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Splenda. I'm here in the Chicago Studios laundry room. And I gotta tell you, it was a bitch getting down those stairs. They're all icy and my high heels were slipping everywhere. Ooh. But I got down here. And I'm doing all the laundry for the Cheyenne for Chicago Studios. Do I get paid extra for this?
Wait, your interns do your laundry?
Joe told me to say, coming up next, we got a fun weed corner from Anthony. I don't know if it's fun, but okay. I gotta go now.
All right.
Bye. This has been Splenda. I finally got off the train, too. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, thank
press
you, Glenda.
3 for advanced options. Oh, press 5 to repeat the current message. Press 7 to delete this message deleted.
Well,
no
folks, our
messages.
Chat room is also open for you at Cheyenne.org.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, we've That's got CH. Crazy Blendas.
Oh, and by the way, our phone lines are ready for you right now. Yes, by giving us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular rotary dial. You can actually just listen to us on your phone. How lovely would that be?
Wouldn't that be lovely? All right. Let's see. I think I got a weed corner here.
You do.
All right. All right. So our first weed corner story comes from Jenna Wise with the Pennsylvania Patriot News. The Pennsylvania Department of Health on Friday released a list of more than 500 vaporized marijuana products with some added ingredients that were not approved by the USDA. Yeah, right. In an email to medical marijuana patients, the Department of Health announced a recall on these products. The recall stems from a month-long statewide review of all vaporized medical marijuana products. The Department of Health asked all medical marijuana growers and processors to submit information by November 16th regarding vaporized products containing added ingredients. Winamp has detected a removable drive, Google Drive. Is this a portable music player that you wish to manage with Winamp? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Cannabis Coalition is concerned the state's recall could push patients to seek products on the illegal market if they can't get them at their local dispensary. Yeah,
really?
Right? So, yeah, go figure.
Makes sense.
All right, our next story comes from Marijuana Moment by Kyle Yeager. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday formally attached a marijuana banking reform amendment to a large-scale bill dealing with innovation and manufacturing. The latest development in a years-long effort to protect financial institutions that work with state legal cannabis businesses. There was no floor debate about the cannabis provision itself, demonstrating how relatively non-controversial the bipartisan-supported reform is in the House. The Senate may be a different story. Stakeholders have long pushed for a Safe Banking Act as a modest step towards reforming federal marijuana laws.
There
and that's it. For your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Thanks, Anthony. You know, there needs to be some kind of reformation because it's ridiculous. I mean, yes, you can pay cash, and yes, you can sort of kind of use your debit card, but
for now,
it's like, fuck, you know, why not just let me use my own money somehow, however I want to use it, whether it's a credit card or a debit card?
So ooh, pay in crypto. Weed.
Well, I'm sure that's coming up, too. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I have no crypto. I'm not interested or vested.
Crypto is so dangerous unless you're a super rich person that just has play money.
I do not have play money.
Neither do I. If you have play money, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We'd love to talk to you.
Or use the donate button on our website.
Oh, yeah, there's a donate button. Unfortunately, it is not tax deductible for IRS purposes.
No, you got to pay taxes on that shit.
So, Anthony, it's time for our word of the show. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Let me push a button that does something. Yeah. And our word today is obsequious, which means to be obedient or attentive to an excessive or servile degree.
Ooh.
Something like, let's see, how can I put this? Because, you know, we don't like to utilize actual names of political parties and people and all that nonsense. But I could say, sycophants are definitely obsequious to their political masters. Sycophants.
I see. Dogs, yes, are also obsequious to their owners.
Yes.
There we go. That's a simple one for you.
If they've been trained properly, of course.
Well, whoever feeds them.
So thanks, your mother, for that word of the show. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. And, you know, we've got random discussion time until a little bit now, about 3 minutes or so, maybe 2 minutes. So if you want to give us a call, you can at 813-327-8566. Or you can just listen to us banter on for a little bit. Sounds like Anthony had a studio upgrade in terms of lighting, and everything's kind of given a reset and kind of a refresh.
Yeah, it was more of a reset than anything new. I didn't add anything, but yeah, a lot of stuff just kind of needed to be redone for a little bit. It was malfunctioning. Some scenes were malfunctioning in their own special way, and we couldn't have that for a while. So
Anthony, do you, now that we have a few moments, do you have any opinions about the new metaverse stuff that's coming out with VR, and you know, how different companies are sort of contributing their own ideas to whatever this metaverse is going to become? Do we even know what the metaverse is?
You know, I think the metaverse is a big pile of shit. But in seriousness,
you heard it here first.
Yeah, you know,
or maybe second. I don't know.
You know, we've seen Second Life, which has followed the same.
Oh yes,
the same Second path. Life. You know, there have been others out there that have tried to.
Well, Roger, as a matter of fact, moonlights for one of those porn companies that does these sex games online.
I see. Okay. Wow.
Where you can create virtual avatars of whatever it is that you want to be.
And I guess, you know, I don't know. Maybe I just don't. I see some of the benefits, but then it's kind of like, oh, all your friends and you can get together in the metaverse. Well, I'd rather my friends and I get together at the goddamn bar down the street. You know, maybe it's a generational mentality. Maybe the young kids are happier, you know, being social retards and not, you know, I don't know. I don't understand it. I really don't understand. And I'm old, so that might be part of it. And I'm out of touch. That's the other part of it. But I really don't understand the whole metaverse thing. And the fact that companies have spent ridiculous amounts of money to buy digital property. I feel the same about the metaverse as I feel about crypto. It is nothing but, it is totally artificial. There's nothing real about this. This is all ones and zeros. And you're putting a lot of money and a lot of faith in a lot of ones and zeros.
And there you have it.
That's my thing. So, Roger, take it away.
Holy premium content. Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. And this is your National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is February 7th, 2022, and oh boy, National Periodic Table Day. National Send the Card to a Friend Day, and what all your diodes have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo, it's National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Wowzers. Joe is going to twiddle a small wheel of fortune that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin. Will it be the insurance havoc wheel? No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
I don't know, Joe. We got a new insurance carrier. We haven't put any claims in yet, so we might let's see which wheel pops out here.
Oh shit!
It's the crazy wheel. Grab your umbrellas. Seriously, your interns like do shit around the office like that?
Yeah. I didn't even have to ask.
Yeah, we have to have a conversation with ours here. All right. So, what is our random news? Let me see. Click here.
Yeah, let's click here.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Here it is. There's the window. Hello, window. Tonight's random story comes from NBC Channel 6 News out of Miami and gives us an update of the state of the progress of Florida's electric. Oh, my fucking Lord. I can't talk tonight.
Is there an erection crime?
There's an erection crime. There's a lot of erection crimes in Florida, honey. Tonight's random story comes from NBC Channel 6 News. News out of Miami. It gives us an update on the progress of Florida's Election Crime Division, which was formed by Governor DeSantis in 2020 to combat the widespread voter fraud in Florida. A fourth resident of a massive Florida retirement community has been arrested on charge of voter fraud. It's the same one your mother lives in. Charles, 64, was arrested on Tuesday and charged with voter fraud for casting more than one ballot, according to arrest affidavit filed in court. The affidavit doesn't detail the bias of, or the basis for the charge. Charles entertained... My fucking Lord, what is wrong with me tonight? Charles entered a non-guilty plea on Thursday, and his attorney didn't immediately return an email inquiry. Online voting record shows Charles wasn't affiliated with any party and that his first registered vote was in Sumter County in 2019. Charles' arrest was the fourth for voter fraud in the past 2 months of residents of the Villages retirement community, which is a strong Republican, which is a Republican stronghold in the state of Florida. Of the three other residents, two were registered Republicans and one had no party affiliation. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty.
Here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you two can experience fun. Do this now.
Fun.
We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly cloudy and 24 degrees. The dew point is 11, giving us a wind chill of 16. The humidity is 57%, which means your indoor humidity is probably much lower. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the west at 7 miles per hour, gusting to light speed. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Moose poop detection, on the other hand, is medium rare. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Tuesday, breezy butthole alerts. Partly sunny with a high near 35. South winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. Wednesday, more breezy buttholes abound. Mostly cloudy with a high near 37. West winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. Thursday, it's a heat wave. Partly sunny with a high near 30. Friday, it's a complicated Friday. A chance of rain and snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., then a chance, slight chance of rain and snow after 5 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And for the weekend, looks like another quiet weekend with temps in the 20s and mostly sunny. And that's it for my weather. And now for today's fact check. False! That a claim that rubbing hydrogen peroxide on skin treats cancer. Huh. Interesting. I have never heard of that one. Have you, Anthony?
Yeah, that's a new one to me.
Well,
you ready,
Anthony,
for your news?
Why don't you press that any key for the news?
And now for the news.
Waiting for the document to load. Here we go. So, dibs. It's such a Chicago thing. You know that, though, right, Anthony?
Oh, I hate dibs.
Well, whether you love it or hate it, dibs is a Chicago tradition you're bound to see every time the snow hits. And people use all kinds of stuff to mark their parking spot. But one claimed parking spot on the south side had drivers doing a double take. A fancy little red Mercedes was used to claim a spot near 87th and Saginaw Avenue on Friday. A WGN photographer spotted the sweet ride and got a kick out of it. The thing that made it a true Chicago sight to see, there was a bright orange ticket slapped on the window. A toy Mercedes with a ticket. But the car's owner has nothing to worry about because the ticket said, "Have a great day." Dibs is not sanctioned by the city or the Streets and Sanitation Department. However, residents across the city use items such as lawn chairs, strollers, milk cartons, and I've personally seen reclining chairs, refrigerators.
Oh, I've seen all kinds of furniture used. I've seen chaise lounges. I've seen coffee tables. I've seen Christmas trees. I've seen tons. Anything you can get in your house that you can throw in a fucking 5x12 parking space, it goes. Just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, just don't do it anymore. Let's move on. He looks so happy to be alive. Don't you agree, Anthony? Look at his face. Look at that man's face.
He looks constipated. Well,
an Iranian man broke an unusual world record by balancing 85 spoons in various locations on his body. Balfazl Sabir Mokhtari, 50, who broke the record in Karaj, said he has been balancing spoons on his body since he was a child. "I accidentally noticed this talent of mine when I was a kid." Accidentally. Mm-hmm. And that's what he told Guinness World Records. "But after multiple years of practice and effort, I was able to strengthen my talent and develop it to where it is now." Mokhtari, who bested the record of 64 spoons set by Marcos Ruiz Ceballos of Spain, said his balancing skills aren't limited to flatware. "Anything, I mean it, any object, anything that has a surface, I can stick to my body, such as plastic, glass, fruit, stone, wood, and even a fully grown human," he said. Oh boy. Wow. The record breaker said the secret to his ability is focus. "I focus on whatever I'm trying to stick to my body, making me capable of transferring my energy and power to them."
Oh boy. All right. You ready to move on to the next one?
Yes.
All right. Let's go for it.
Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty.
But boy, do I want to do some thrifting now. So, a wood and wicker chair purchased from a thrift store in Britain was auctioned for more than $21,000 when it was identified as the work of an early 20th century artist.
It's like auction a glory house... old chair.
Auction house Sworders said a woman bought the chair for just under $7 at a thrift store in Brightonton, England. "When I got the chair home, I had a closer look and thought it looked really interesting. I emailed some pictures to the V&A Museum, but had no response." The seller, who wished to remain anonymous, told Sworders. "My next stop was Sworders. I emailed design specialist John Black, and he responded immediately. Black recognized the chair as the 1902 work of Austrian artist Kolumn Moser.
Yeah,
Black consulted a specialist on the Vienna Secession, who confirmed his identification of the chair. Moser, a teacher at the Vienna School of Applied Arts, designed the chair as a modern reinterpretation of a traditional 18th century ladder-backed chair. The chair sold for $21,874.12 at Tuesday's auction, Sworders said. You know, I gotta hand it to UPI. They just find the most wonderful stories. Although that first story was from WGN, just so you know. And that's it. That's all I got.
That's all? Okay.
It's a wrap. Back to you, Anthony.
All right. Let me find the script here. All right. Fantastic. All right.
Fantastic. Thanks, Joe. You're welcome.
Do you spend hours, and I mean hours, trying to format a Word document correctly, only to have it turn to shit? Are your organizational skills something that would make a hoarder cry? Do you lack that ambition to create change within your department? Do your boobies itch for some retail sales activity? Oh, that's a new one. I don't think we gotta run that one past legal. I don't think that one belongs in there. Dollar Miscellaneous is currently hiring for store managers in your area. The pay is low, the hours are long, and oftentimes you'll wish you were dead. Find out more by visiting our hiring site online by going to http://www.dollar.mis.ru.com.au.net.org/index.asp?asp? What is that, a donut? donut_189 music note $$ smiley face careers.asp. Dot ru slash up arrow under I don't even know what the fuck that is. www.q%honeypot.com. I hope you all wrote that down. I'm only saying that once. This job is available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where we won't only pay you a dollar, we'll give you another dollar. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tired thumping, toilet seat licking, GMO loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playusatchiampa.org. This week on This Way Out, Florida's House approves a Don't Say Gay in Schools bill, Pennsylvania town revokes anti-bias protections, a trans champion breaks Jeopardy records, Miss Green claims Carlson's candy crisis, and in other news, Botswana accepts court repeal of its anti-queer penal code, and Skyfall's villain becomes a Bond girl for birthday parties and surprises. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. You still won't be... I don't even remember how to say that word. I've been questioning this in 4 minutes. When do we return? Oh, my fucking Lord.
Oh,
my rock button!
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Moo and Ike! Moo, we got baby, spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and
here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy milk like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
I'm Kate Clinton, and while I can joke about the political state of our country, it's no laughing matter what Congress could do to our civil rights. An informed community is a strong community. That's why I'm inviting you to tune in to this station to hear This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
I gotta do a
You gotta cue a robot. Yeah, you gotta cue a robot for me here.
Let's see. I think I know which robot we gotta cue. Here we go.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. Mm-hmm. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right.
You're welcome, Joe.
I didn't say anything, Roger.
I'll just let him say you're welcome anyway. You know, it keeps him polite. If he keeps saying you're welcome and he won't offend everyone so much, maybe. We don't know. It's kind of hard to say anyway. All right, well, before we continue, it is time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is currently overcast and 55 degrees. The humidity is sitting around 83%. The dew point is about 50 degrees and the visibility is a stunning 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, we are looking at a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 in the morning, increasing clouds with a low around 54. On Tuesday, a 50% chance of storms, cloudy with a high near 62. On Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly before 1 in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Wow, it's going to be chilly this week. Wednesday yeah. will be sunny with a high near 66. And on Wednesday night, we'll be looking at mostly clear skies with a low around 48. Looks like we're going to be cooling off again. And that's it for your Tampa Bay weather from Tampa. Now time for some crazy Florida news. All right. I had to do a little dancey dance.
Yes, I saw. I was too busy looking at this next story's pants.
I don't know if you're gonna see much, but you know.
Well, they look like long underwear.
Like long underwear. All right. Yes. There you go. Yeah, I think so. Or baggy sweatpants. All right, our first Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about a man who has a literal take on being a porch pirate.
He looks like a Johnny Depp reject.
Yes, a true porch pilot. Police in Florida are searching for a thief going around dressed as a pirate as he steals packages from the front doors of homes. Police say the man is suspected in a Clearwater, Florida burglary case that took place on Hercules Avenue. The incident happened on December 13th, but police just released the surveillance videos and photos on Thursday. In a social media post, Clearwater police said that he came not by sea, but by a 2013 Subaru Forester, and snatched a package that had just been delivered by Amazon to a house. If you recognize this man, you were asked to call the St. Pete Police Department.
Recognize.
Oh, my goodness. If you can help detectives identify him. All right.
Doesn't look like the Clay people are in tonight, but anyways.
It happens. It's going to happen.
Oh, boy. She looks super happy.
She looks like Clay people herself, doesn't she? Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Villages News and gives us a follow-up story about...
Why is there so many stories from this place?
Because it's a bunch of crazy people. I don't know why.
Is that what happens when those people go there?
I think those people just go there. And that's what happens when all those people get there. That's what happens when people goes there. I think it's... That's what happens when people get there. Because
I
think
I have
that,
a relative that's going to be there, and I'm just scared one day that person's going to be in the news.
She may be on the Florida news. Well, that, you know, hey, at least she'd be famous. Our next Florida story, I already said that. Village News, follow-up story, golf cart at the Village's Christmas parade last year. Karen, 63 of the Villages of Liberty Park, is facing charges of driving under the influence of disorderly conduct following her December 11th arrest by Sumter County Sheriff's deputies. The former Rock Island, Illinois resident began drinking the morning of the Christmas parade at the Village's Polo Fields. By 7:30 in the evening, she was entertaining diners at 2J's Gourmet Deli and Sunny's Barbecue as her golf cart hit a curb at Lake Sumter Landing. The impact knocked Karen and a female passenger from the golf cart. EMS personnel attempted to assess Karen's condition, but she began yelling and cursing, including profanity aimed at President Biden and the explanation that she was not vaccinated. She's not vaccinated. She's fucking crazy. She's not vaccinated against crazy either. An attorney representing Karen is hoping to have her statements deputies suppressed. As well as those made by the female passenger in the golf cart. Karen's attorney indicates that she has not been read her Miranda warning before the statements were made. The passenger, who had been picked up at about 3 a.m. at Gator's dockside, told police that Karen had been drinking all goddamn day. Karen was transported to a local hospital where she was belligerent towards a nurse. Karen was diagnosed with alcohol intoxication. Due to her thank God it was a golf cart, not a fucking car. Due to her condition, she was not asked to perform field sobriety exercises. However, she provided breath samples that registered 0.249 and 0.246 blood alcohol content levels. Ooh, I think that's one of the highest levels we've actually seen around here.
Yeah.
She remains free on bond and is pickled. Her case is up for status conference on March 22nd. Wow. 2.49. That is just insane.
But look at that look on her face, though.
Well, yeah, because she's so fucking boozed up. That's why she has that glassed over look on her face.
But speaking of looks on their faces, well, this next
one,
dude, is
all right.
Sexy.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd like this one. Our final and naked Florida news story of the night comes from LeesburgNews.com and tells us about a Florida man who was a little stuffed. Oh, goodness.
Wait, he
clapping?
Was a little what?
A little stuffed. A Lake County Sheriff's Office K-9 deputy was on traffic patrol early Tuesday morning when he clocked a car traveling 68 and a 45 and performed a traffic stop. After informing the driver for the reason of the stop, the deputy asked if there was anything illegal in the car and for permission to search the vehicle. The driver refused to give his permission to search the car, so the deputy had his K-9 perform an open-air sniff for narcotics. The K-9 alerted on the vehicle, and the K-9 deputy, who was being assisted by another deputy, removed the driver and his passenger, 31-year-old Joshua, from the car. Find my space. A bag containing crack cocaine was found on the passenger side floor by the canine officer, and another officer found a baggie near where the man was standing. This baggie contained methamphetamine. It also appeared to have some poop on it, along with Josh's boxer shorts. When the officer went back to the patrol car and watched the video of the two men in front of his car, he saw, what was his name? Yeah, the kooky dude. Reach into his back of his pants as if he was removing something. The officer searched his buttocks and felt something hard in Joshua's butt. When asked if he had anything else hidden on him, Joshua began to cry and said he did not and that he had a bowel issue. As he moved away from the search area, the deputy found a gold cylinder, which appeared to also have poop on it, and it contained MDMA and a controlled substance and cocaine. He was placed under arrest and was booked at the Lake County Jail for 3 counts of possession of controlled substances up his bum. He was released after posting $6,000 bond. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, hold on a minute. I came up with some fun show titles.
Fun show titles. Okay.
Let's listen to these real quick.
All right.
We'll be obsequious when we return. Little Naked Stuffed Man. Joe has fruit flies in his pants. Open aired sniff. And controlled substance butthole.
I like the last one and the fruit fly one.
Joe has fruit flies in his pants.
I like that one. Let's go with that one.
You want to go? Well, we also have Ronald McDonald feeling me up.
Sure, so. We did have that one on deck, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, we should go with it then, since that's what we had on deck already.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know. So.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get Betty here.
Let me restart.
Roger, you stink.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger.
That's me.
Be a part of our Unique Q studio experience.
Yay.
Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname in chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment, take it away the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right.
So I put a question out to the chat room, like, what should we talk about tonight? And, you know, it's the alter ego for Shy Ampa Radio that's in the chat room right now, and your mother. So,
okay.
You know, if you're listening currently live, join us right now at shyampa.org, and you too can be a part of the conversation, or at least contribute to the conversation. You don't have to be a part of it. You can just contribute. You can just throw some shit out there, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. So we're in the middle of winter here in the Chicago studios.
Yeah. How's that going for you guys?
I mean, it's probably the new normal kind of winter where things sort of hit late January, early February. You know, overall, has it been horrible? Not exactly. The streets have been a little messy at times, sidewalks especially, depending on which neighborhood you live in. Yeah, you know, it would be nice if the city could offer a plowing service down the sidewalks, where they had those mini plows, those little mini electric or lawnmower powered. I don't know what they use. They're probably electric. You know, but send those down the sidewalks and just plow and just salt. Just do it as a service. You know, include it as part of the sanitation quest.
Right. And play the tuba.
I don't know if they can, if the tuba would be too much weight. In addition to the person.
Get like, you know, one of those lightweight, and I hate them, but you'd still use the fiberglass ones.
A fiberglass tuba?
Yeah, they're like 20 some odd pounds. They're like that hard fiberglass, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Or, you know, just get a good sound system and blast some tuba music from a streaming source, or even a tape deck.
There you go.
Mr. Thomas.
A tape deck. When was the last time you used a tape deck?
A very long time ago, but I'd like to get my hands on one because I have a lot of tapes that I kind of want to go through.
I've got one of those Ion. It's like a tape deck slash record player that you connect one end USB, the other end can be your RCA jack or whatever, or mini eighth plug, and you know, plug it into the input on your sound card.
Uh oh. I think I made a job posting on Facebook.
What?
For the dollar miscellaneous position. Oh my god.
Okay. There we go.
I've closed the job.
Oh boy. Yeah, close that job. We're not really advertising for the dollar miscellaneous.
I didn't expect it to pick up the, it as a job. I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
Maybe we need to find property that has like a 2-for-1, you know, where we get 2 properties for one. And we can just create our own Dollar General miscellaneous store.
Oh, I don't know if I want to deal with retail management ever again in my life. Oh, that's too funny.
Well, all we need to do is just have a couple of items, and as soon as they sell out, that's it. Store's closed.
That's it. That's your generality of your dollars.
Come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow.
Oh.
Come back some other day, Satan.
You know, you need a little humor in this world, and you need a lot of opinion in this world, too. And so, I don't know if you heard Whoopi got banned from The View for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought she, you know, did her whole thingamabob. She apologized. She said, I'm sorry.
You know, the people at Disney ABC, they're a lot more strict on that, I guess, with things of this nature, I suppose.
Huh.
Maybe it's the culture of the place that you work, you know?
Could be.
And not necessarily what she said. It could have just been the culture of the place.
That's true. Maybe she tried playing the tuba in the hallway.
You know. I'm trying to think of Guinan playing the tuba, wearing that big-ass hat.
There you go. That might work. You know, you just the thing of jamming it out.
Could there be like attachments for the hat and the tuba where they can work you in know, concert like,
you have
with
like
each other?
Tuba hat thing. You know, where she kind of wears it on her head like a hat and like work.
What
like,
is the biggest
Star Trek.
Tuba?
What is what?
What is the biggest tuba ever known to exist?
I don't know. I've never really took it up, to be honest with you.
Like an 8-foot tuba.
I'm sure there's some ridiculous thing out there like that. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Hmm. An 8-story tuba.
Oh, God, I couldn't play
that.
That
requires 20 people to play it.
Yeah, right. Oof, that'd be very difficult. That'd be quite difficult.
Okay, everybody, synchronize breathing.
Yeah, right.
Instruments to me are interesting. You know, they were developed out of the impossible, out of what is that? And then they became a study in mathematics because of the structure of the notes, for instance.
It's kind of strange. The music just kind of happened. It just kind of came together.
Yeah.
But We are those logical thinking beings, I guess.
Speaking of music, we do play some cool stuff on our station, Shyampa.org. I was listening to some Radio Thrift Shop earlier in the day, and it was pretty cool.
I like
Radio Thrift Shop. And of course, Toppers, you know, he cracks you up with the things he says and commentary on life. And so, if you're listening to us on a recast, you know, that's cool too. You can still call the line and you can leave an insane comment and we'll probably play it.
Maybe. if it's too insane, then we won't know what to do.
Well, if it's too insane, if it's inflammatory or insinuating or...
Insinuating or percolating.
Or too personal.
Yeah. I don't want your personal stuff. All right. Where was I at? Okay. Hey, folks.
So, hey, Anthony.
Hey, Joe.
We don't need a show title. If you remember, last week it was Naked Cow Lady.
Is it Naked Cow? No, it wasn't. Was it Naked Cow Lady? No.
Wow. I don't remember.
I don't know, but the ugly lights are coming on.
Are they?
Do you hear the ugly lights?
I do. Okay. But are they?
All right. We got to scooch a moat. We got a scoochamucho. Hey, folks, the ugly lights have come on. Oof, and I wouldn't get with that one. And there's a strange substance oozing from the soundboard tonight. Ooh. Yeah, right? So I'd like to thank you for tuning in, listening on our recast later, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way. We got a donate button on our website, too, by the way.
That's interesting, Anthony. Glad I have all two of my valuables with me, and boy... We're sure glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight.
I'm a little confused. Not exactly sure what that means. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. We have classic radio programming on Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance, which is always a fun listen.
Right? And you know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique Cue audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. That's right, maybe it's a tablet cum sex toy in the playroom, or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette, or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I just need to listen to Shyampa Radio right now, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's right. Go there now for a complete listening experience. We like listening experiences, don't we?
We want more tuba.
We want more tuba.
We want more tuba. Tune into Shyampa. I don't know. I'm just obsessed with this track tonight for some reason. I don't understand why.
I can see this.
I don't know. All right.
So, well, tuba playing.
We should stand up. I don't know. Yeah, well, I guess there's tubas in the national anthem.
I'm not standing up. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm not either. I can't access the buttons when I'm standing up. I'm too short. I have to sit on a phone book as it is already in the studio.
That's
to be
a
able
wrap.
To
bye bye.
Boy, stop.
God damn it, Betty, slow down. Jesus. Anyway, folks, thank you for tuning in tonight. We will not be on air on Monday, so no Valentine's Day, but we will be back the following Monday. Check out our blog at Shyampa.org. If you want to recast our show, contact us at Shyampa. Play us at Shyampa.org. Remember, folks, if you have the right to remain silent after you drunk ass hops occur after pirating a Porsche with a cylinder of happy up your ass. Okay. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a D for dacrophilia. Dacrophilia. Yeah, dacrophilia.
All right. Like anything mania.
That's a wrap. Bye bye with an
enemy. Sounds good to me.
I don't know.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.